Good evening and welcome to the Thursday night shiur for Parshas Hazino. I'm not going to talk about Parshas Hazino this evening. Rather, since we're in the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, I'd like to talk about a question relating to building the Sukkah, which is something probably many of us were occupied with. Some people may have started to build it before Yom Kippur, but we had a lot of rainy days this year, so today was really the first nice day in a while. So but people are obviously busy preparing for the Yom Tov Sukkot, especially building the Sukkot. I'd like to discuss this evening the question of whether there is, in fact, some kind of a mitzvah to build the Sukkot. Now, obviously, their principal mitzvah with regards to the Yom Tov Sukkot is, of course, the mitzvah of Basukkot Teshuv Shivas Yomim, which is a pasuk in Chumash Vayikra and Parshas Emor. That's the laning both on the first day and the second day of Sukkot, from Vayikra Parakov Gimel Pasuk Membeis, Pasukas Teshuv Shivas Yamim. So the mitzvah is certainly to sit in the Sukkot. And obviously, in order to be able to sit in the Sukkot, and by the way, Teshuv doesn't really mean sit, it means to live, to dwell. That should be your permanent place for that week. You know, for the week of Sukkot, you make your Sukkot your main dwelling place. So whatever one can do in the sukkah, one does. We drink in the sukkah, if possible, sleep in the sukkah, or a person is spending time, is learning, is reading, is schmoozing, whatever, should do that in the sukkah. So that's the ikar mitzvah, obviously, basukkah's teshu shivas yom, and that would make the bracha of leishu basukkah before going into the sukkah. But obviously as well, in order to have a sukkah in which to sit and in which to live, you have to build a sukkah. So there's no doubt that there it's a necessity to build a sukkah. The question is there actually a mitzvah to build a sukkah or no? It's simply a necessary preparatory stage. Now, we know that some mitzvahs have a preparatory stage. It's called the heksher mitzvah. But not every mitzvah that we do that requires something to be done in advance, we consider that thing to be done in advance part of the mitzvah, even a heksher mitzvah. So, for example, we have to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. We had last week Rosh Hashanah. So we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Obviously, someone has to get the horn off of the animal and clean it out. There's a whole process. Have you ever seen it done? How they make a shofar, but we assume that there's no requirement in terms of a mitzvah. It has to be done. You can't have a shofar to blow unless the shofar is made, but there's no mitzvah per se to make the shofar. Just something that has to be done. It's not even a heksher mitzvah. It's just a preparatory stage. It's necessary. The question is, what about sukkahs? Why would sukkahs be different? We could say it's the same thing. The mitzvah is to live in the sukkah during the week of sukkahs. And, there's no requirement in terms of a mitzvah to build a sukkah, just a practical thing. You have to have a sukkah built in order to be able to sit in it. The thing is, though, and what makes sukkah possibly a little bit different is the fact that we have another pasuk in the Chumash, which appears in Parshas Re'eh, which we read on the Shmini Atzeres. There it says in Devarim Perek Tes Zayin Pasuk Yud Gimel, Chag HaSukkos Ta'aselecha Shivas Yamim, Ta'aselecha, to make the holiday. Now, to make the holiday, again, does not necessarily mean there's anything to do with the sukkah. However, there appears, from at least in a couple of sources, that there is, in fact, some inyan to actually building the sukkah as well, and perhaps it's rooted in that pasuk, as we'll see from the shiltas in a moment. Before we get to the shiltas, I'm just going to read to you from the Maharil in Hilchos Sukkos in the Os Aleph. He writes, Darash Maris Segal, that's the Maharil. Maharil's name is Rabbi Yaakov, and the Yud is for Yaakov, and the Lamed is for Levi. So something's called Maris Segal. Segal Samach Gimel Lamed is a last name Segal. Most people named Segal are Levium. Unless the name got mixed up somewhere, but most Segal's Levium, because Segal, Sama Gimel Lamed is Rosh Tevis. It's an acronym, it's initials for Sagan LaCoin, the assistant to the coin. That's the lady, right? So most people named the Segal are Levium. But anyway, so he was called, sometimes called Maril, sometimes called Maris Segal. So it says, Miad La'acha Yom Kippur Yaso Kol Odom Lasos Sukoso. Right after Yom Kippur, a person should get busy building a sukkah. Mishum initially you made tshuva, because the Aseret made tshuva, the days of tshuva are over. Of course, tshuva is appropriate all the time, but obviously the intense days of tshuva are over. The Yom Rishon shenichnas lechait, and this is the first day, the day after Yom Kippur. You know, we go back to our regular routine, so it's easy to fall back and unfortunately to do averus, at least some averus anyway. So therefore, yakdim es atzmo laschulei b'mitzvah. So therefore, a person should right away, right after Yom Kippur, right, you have to make Havdalah, and presumably you have to take a bite to eat. So you should right away get involved in building the sukkah. It says, La'schulei b'mitzvah. you should get involved in a mitzvah. Kedei lekayim the pasuk in Tehillim perek pedal posaches yelchu mechayel ochayel. Go from strength to strength, right? You go from you have an intense day of Yom Kippur and Slich and Mechil and Kapor and we do tshuva and everything else. So right away, after you make Abdullah and you break your fast, so right away, since these are days, regular weekdays, you can very possibly go back into your routine a little bit. Hopefully, we change our routine over the Aseres to make tshuva. But you know, there's a chashash that people may slip into their regular routine. So right away, get busy with a mitzvah. So that's the idea. That's the case from the Maharil. And again, this Maharil is found in Hilchos Sukkos Os Aleph. So he says, go right away to build the sukkah after Yom Kippur because that way you're doing a mitzvah. The implication, the simple level of that statement of the Maharil is that building a sukkah is in fact to be considered a mitzvah. And the Darkei Moshe and Or Chaim Siman Tov Reish Chav Dalad quotes this Maharil and quotes the Marival as well. Another one of the Rishonim, and I'm reading the words of the Darkei Moshe Siman Tov Reish Chav Dalad Oza Zayin Yesh Shemaschilim Lasos Asukah B'Motzah Yom Kippurim. Some people are careful to at least begin building a sukkah right after Yom Kippur. Shenemar again that pasuk in Tehillim Parak Pei Dalad Pasuk Ches Shenemar Yelchu Mechayel Alchayel. Okay, and again, the Ramah, as he wrote in the Darkei Moshe, so too in the Shulchan Aruch. In Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Reish Chav Dalet, he writes, Hamedaktikim, he modifies, Hamedaktikim, people are precise, people want to be, to do the mitzvah the best possible. Hamedaktikim, Maschilin Miyad B'motzei Yom Kippurim B'asiyas HaSukkah, Kedei Lotzeis Mimitzvah El Mitzvah. So you go from one mitzvah, the fasting and the davening, everything else in Yom Kippur, to another mitzvah. So a simple implication of this is that building the sukkah is in fact a mitzvah. Right? And it's not just an ordinary preparatory stage like when you make a shofar out of the animal horn, but rather there's some mitzvah quality to building the sukkah, and that's why you begin right after Yom Kippur to go from one mitzvah to another mitzvah. And the very next siman in Or HaChaim Tov Reish Chav Hei, again, the Darkei Moshe in the Ramor writes in the Sukkot and Aleph, because of Maharil, Miyad, Lachem, and Kippur, Miyad, Sukkah, okay, Vafilu, Mi'arev, Shabbos. Every once in a while, Yom Kippur falls on a Thursday. That happens in a year when the previous Erev Pesach was on Shabbos. Whenever Erev Pesach lands on Shabbos, the first Seder is Saturday night, so the following Yom Kippur is on a Thursday. See, when that's the least common of all the scenarios, but it does happen. It happened a couple of years ago. So when Yom Kippur is on a Thursday, the next day is Erev Shabbos, right? The first is Motzei Yom Kippur is Thursday night. It's Friday. So even then, okay, the mitzvah bo liyarcha al tachmit sena, don't delay. That's what it says in the Darkei Moshe and Osalaf and in the Shulchan Aruch. He writes as well, O mitzvah l'sakan asukah. The end of Tov Reish Chav Dalet, he just said Hamedaktikim. Yeah, those people are very precise. But in Tov Reish Chav Hei, the Tov Reish Chav Dalet is the end of Hilchos Yom Kippurim. And from the Tov Reish Chav Hei is the beginning of Hilchos Sukkah. So the beginning of Hilchos Sukkah, he writes, Mitzvah l'sakan asukah, Mead l'achim Yom Kippurim, the mitzvah, Habol Yorcho, Aliach Mitzvah. Don't delay doing a mitzvah and a person to do it. So the Prima Godim in the Eishal Avram, then we've got Nalef and Siman Tov Reish Chav Hei. It's a little bit bothered. Why at the end of Tov Reish Chav Dalet did the Ramor write in the Shulchan Aruch that Hamedaktikim? Just those people who are exceptionally pious and Hadrim, people who want to be medaktik and enthusiastic about mitzvahs, they should start. That was the language in Tov Reish Chav Dalet, that the medaktikim make the sukkah right away. And then in the very next simon, Tov Reish Chav Hei, the beginning of Hilchos Sukkah, he writes not just the Medaktikim, he seems to say about everybody. Right here he says, Mitzvah l'sakan asukah, miyad l'achayom Yom Kippur. It's proper, it's a mitzvah to start building a sukkah right after Yom Kippur. So that's what the Prima Godim was bothered. Why did the Ramah, and he's quoting the Maharil, but again, why did the Ramah and Tov Reish Chav Dalet at the end of Hilchos Yom Kippurim, said that the Medaktikim right away rushed to build the sukkah right after Yom Kippur. And then the next Siman Tov Reish Chav Hei, he says, sounds like for everybody, Mitzvah Sakan HaSukkah, Mead L'Achayom Yom Kippur. So the Prima Godim explains, he says that the Medaktikim, they start Mamish right after Yom Kippur, right after Avdalah, right? They grab a bite to eat, right? It was Motzei Yom Kippur last night. The Medaktikim, they do it right away. But that's in Siman Tov Reish Chav Dalet. Siman Tov Reish Chav Hei, even if you're not among the Medaktikim, okay, don't have to rush right after Yom Kippur. People are tired. They want to eat something and rest up and so on and so forth. So then you don't want to be with them in the Medaktikim. Okay, so, but then Al Koponim should do it the next day. That's what the, if you don't want to delay the mitzvah. So if you're not the Medaktikim to start Mamish right after Yom Kippur, Motzei Yom Kippur, right after the fifth, right after you eat something. So then Al Koponim should build it the next day. That's for everybody. So that's how the Prima Gaudim resolves this in the Ramah. But in any case, we'll find from this Ramah, from the Mariel, the Marival, and the others, they quote in the Arkei Moshe, that there is an inyan to build the sukkah right after Yom Kippur, if you can. I'm usually pretty exhausted right after Yom Kippur, but I always schlep out some of the schach, at least to get started. You know, I don't do too much heavy lifting, but, you know, I take out some of the, to take out from the garage, I take out some of the schach, you know, to get the mitzvah started. And then I build it the next day. Okay, but I built it today. But that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. But the implication of all of this is that there is a mitzvah. The whole idea is Yelcho Michael al Chayel, we said before, the Pasuk in Tehillim, and the idea to go from one mitzvah to another mitzvah. What do you mean? What mitzvah? What mitzvah is it to build the sukkah? The mitzvah is to eat in the sukkah, but sukkah is teishu shivas yamim. So what kind of mitzvah is that? Like I said before, you could view sukkah, building the sukkah. Again, it's a necessity in order to be able to live in the sukkah. You have to have it. Someone has to build the sukkah. But Lachora, one could have compared it to, as I said before, to taking the animal's horn and making it into a shofar. You know, you need to have a shofar in Rosh Hashanah. So, so someone has to make the shofar from the horn of the animal. But that's not a mitzvah. Here we're indicating that building the sukkah is a mitzvah. So there are a number, the famous Bala Memra, in terms of this inyan, is the Shiltas. The Shiltas, the Rabbi Chai Gon, at the very end of the Torah, the Shiltas, it's a Shilta Kuf Samech Tes. He writes, the mechayv in the base Yisrael lemebad metalalto lemeisav b'shiva yom diksiv chag asukos tase lechol shivas yomim uksiv basukos teishu shivas yomim. Very interesting. He quotes again with the pasuk in Parshas Emor basukos teishu shivas yomim. That's the mitzvah teishu keitadur, right, to make the sukkah your dwelling place for the week. Okay, that we know. But he also quotes that pasuk I mentioned before from Parshas Re'eh where it says chag asukos tase lechol. And the language I'm reading again carefully from the Shiltas, the Mechayv in the Beis Yisrael, Lemebad Metalal, to make a sukkah. Metalal is the Aramaic word for sukkah. To make a sukkah. Lemesa Vashiva Yomim, Yeshiva Yomim, to be able to sit in it for 7 days, to live in it for 7 days. But he says the mitzvah is to make it. And he quotes two psukim, Chag HaSukkah is Taselachol. That's the making Taseh. That's the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. And then the Basukah is Teishu Shiva Shomim, the main mitzvah, to live in a sukkah for 7 days. That's the Pasuk over there in Parshas Emor. So the Netziv has an important commentary on the Shiltos called Haimek Shela. Okay. And the Netziv says, you see from here, okay, that the author of the Shiltos felt that it's actually a mitzvah. That's how he understands the word Basukah, you know, Chag HaSukkah is Taselachol. Okay. And he brings the various other rayas that would seem to indicate that this, in fact, there is in fact some sort of a mitzvah to actually build the sukkah. It's not a regular preparatory stage. For example, he refers to a Mishnah in the Dorim. The Mishnah in the Dorim is on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah says a person takes a neder, konum, sukkah, takes a neder to not to fulfill a mitzvah. We're not going to hold the Dorim issue, but let's say a guy takes a neder, that takes a vow, an oath that he's not going to perform a certain mitzvah. What's the status of that oath and so on? So the Mishnah in the Dorim on Tes Zayin Amud Aleph says, Konum sukkah shani ose lulav shani noto. He takes a neder, he's not going to build the sukkah. Or he tells him neder, he's not going to take the lulav. So that's interesting because, you know, I understand not taking the lulav. That's the mitzvah, it feels lulav. Or lakachtam lachem. Okay? So, so the Nesiv points out, the truth is the Gemara over there in Adarim says that he's talking about yeshiva sukkah. And even though it says the word sukkah shani ose, but it doesn't, not talking about the building of the sukkah. It's talking about the living in the sukkah. Okay. Just sometimes we find that, that the yeshiva b'sukkah is use the word tasa. So therefore, the Netziv suggests maybe you can't bring a raya from this pasuk. You can't bring a raya from this pasuk that there's a mitzvah of chag HaSukkah tasa to actually build the sukkah. Maybe it means to live in the sukkah, right? That's an expression. Like we find by Nadarim, there's an expression when it says sukkah shani oseh, it doesn't mean oseh, the Gemara explains, the Mishnah says oseh, but the Gemara explains it's all living in the sukkah. But the Netziv rejects that as the intention of the Shiltas over here, because he says at the end of the day, why then would the Shiltas have two phrases? If he's only talking about living in the sukkah, so he should have said, I'm reading again, should have said, mitzvah mechayv in the Beis Yoel, lemeisev shiva yome, to sit in the sukkah. Why would he add the phrase, two phrases, lemebad metal alta and lemesavba. As if all he understood for that, and he quotes two psukim. What is it to quote the pasuk chag HaSukkah tasalcha? But that means nothing more than the same thing as Pasukas Teishu Shiva Samim. And Atasa means, like the Gemara says, Nedarim. And Nedarim is always different because Nedarim goes by people's language, you know, the Halecha Loshon Be'adam. You know, a person takes a Neder, many Dimon Nedarim depend on human expression of what it means, you know, and language, so it's still different. But then it's his point is, don't tell me that the Shultas didn't mean really that there's a mitzvah to build a sukkah. You told him it's sitting in the sukkah. No, because then he's talking too much. What does he have to say? There's a mitzvah to build a sukkah and to sit in the sukkah. And he quotes two psukim. Sounds like they're two different things. So therefore, the Netziv says, obviously, he held as a mitzvah. Not that that's the Iker mitzvah. There's no doubt. You know, we're not questioning. There's no doubt that the Iker mitzvah sukkah is sitting in the sukkah, living in the sukkah. And the building the sukkah is only a preparation. But he said, this is a preparation, a hechsher mitzvah, hakosav haTorah. It's a hechsher mitzvah the Torah mentions. Torah calls it, that's what the Shulta is pointing out, that it's a higher level, a higher, you know, type of preparatory stage. Again, there's the preparatory stage of making a shofar. Okay, that's not even a hechsher mitzvah. Okay, I mean, maybe it's something, you know, it's the first step. You have to get the horn off the animal, clean it out and everything else. But there's no mitzvah there. But when it comes to sukkah, apparently it's not just, well, technically you have to build a sukkah in order to have a sukkah to live in. During sukkahs, you have to build a sukkah, yeah, obviously. But apparently since it's in the Torah, so it's called a hechsher mitzvah hakosav haTorah. And sometimes we find that it's, Hachanas are necessary for many mitzvahs. You have to prepare, you have to do things to get the mitzvah. Yeah, so you can talk about other things, but tzitzis, right? The question is there. So there are other examples of Hechsher mitzvah across the Torah, but let's say binding the lulav, right? You have to go buy a lulav, you have to go buy an esrog. That's all simple. Yeah, and you have to be able to take the lulav and esrog on sukkahs, so you have to have one. So you have to have one. Either you grow it yourself and you have to pick it, or you have to go buy it somewhere. And then you have to bind, you know, we assume the Chatkele, we do bind the Hadas and the Rovas, you get the Kashuk, you know, the whole. Okay, but putting it all together, so that's a practical point. You have to have it all together so you can use it. But there's no mitzvah to that. It's also a hachana. I'm not saying it's meaningless, but it's a hachana as well. But it's not as high a level as a hachana, this hachana. One of the other proofs of this notion is the Gemara in the beginning of the second parak of Kedushin, Daf Mem Aleph Man Aleph, the Gemara brings up the concept of mitzvah bo yosim bishlucho, that it's a bigger mitzvah to do something yourself than through the agency of somebody else, even though it's good, right? Shlucho shalom kamosa. Many times we say shlucho shalom kamosa, a person's agent, you know, a person's message, someone who person points, you know, it's like you did it yourself. So it counts, it's valid, but mitzvah bo yosim bishlucho. The sugi there, the Mishnah beginning, the second paragraph is talking about somebody who wants to get married, be mekadesh a woman. So he's going to give the woman a ring. So let's say, you know, he's too busy to go to his own wedding. So he appoints a shliach to go, you know, instead, right? The shliach's going to give her the ring. So, okay, so it works. Okay, aish mekadesh, you know, bo b'shlucho, right? It works. Okay, the Kedushin is valid, but the Gemara says, mitzvah bo, yosef v'shlucho. And one of the examples the Gemara in that daf in Kedushin, Memal v'nav, gives regarding mitzvah bo, yosef v'shlucho, is certain preparations for Shabbos. For Shabbos. And the Gemara mentioned there were certain Amoraim who used to do certain things. You know, even though they may have had housekeepers and other people, you know, assistants and butlers and whatever else, they would, you know, this one would chop up the fish and that one would salt the meat, or salt the fish, you know, but they did things themselves. To be Mekayim mitzvah al Yosef, what mitzvah exactly? The mitzvah is to have good food on Shabbos. What is it? What is the preparation? So that's what, you know, again, the Siv points out over here. We have, when it comes to Shabbos as well, the Pasuk says, Parshas B'Shalach, by the Mun, Shmos Perek, Tez Zayin, Pasuk, Hey, it says, V'hoya b'yom ha'shishi, v'echino es asher yavi, by the Mun. On the sixth day, you should prepare, on the sixth day of Friday, you should prepare. So the Mitziv says there when the Torah itself of course, if you're going to have food, you know, we shall talk about Shabbos, Layochel B'Shabbos. Obviously, you have to prepare on Shabbos to have food on Shabbos, otherwise you're not going to have any food. So again, you could say that's just a practical requirement. Someone has to cook the food in order that there should be food for Shabbos. But you see from there, no, the Torah mentions it, so that elevates the status. And the idea is that perhaps it elevates the status to the point of mitzvah bo yosef v'shlucho. We don't say when you know, preparing a shofar, it's a bigger mitzvah for you to make the shofar yourself. We don't find such a concept by shofar. So you could argue the same thing when it comes to Shabbos. The main thing is to have food for Shabbos. Who cares who cooks it? No, since the Torah says, there's an Indian to cook it, and therefore, mitzvah bo yosef v'shlucho. Okay, even though these Amoraim, Rava, and Rav Safra, and so on that are quoted in that Gemara and Kedushin, Daf Mem Aleph, they could have had other people prepare, and they would have had the food, would have been just delicious, but they made an effort to do the preparation themselves on Friday, because that's a type of preparation. It's a hachana. It's a type of preparation that's written in the Torah. So therefore, mitzvah bel yosef shlucha applies. It suggests with the same thing with regards to building the sukkah. Okay, that's the nafkamina. Mitzvah bo yosef, that's a nafkamina. Mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho. That since there is a mitzvah to build the sukkah, that's again, it's not the ikar mitzvah. The ikar mitzvah is to live in a sukkah, but building a sukkah is not just a practical consideration that you have to have to build in order to be able to live in it, but rather there's an inyan, there's a mitzvah. Again, like the Ramah said, we do it right from the kippur to go from mitzvah to mitzvah and so on. Like the Shilta says that it's a mechayv in the beis yoel a mebed metalal to make it. So then suddenly it's elevated. It's not just a stam hachana. It's not a preparation that's necessary from a practical point of view only, but rather it has a mitzvah quality to it, and therefore it's bigger. You know, it's more important for you to do it yourself if you can. Mitzvah bo yosef mishlucho. Sometimes people can't, but if you can, mitzvah bo yosef mishlucho. Similarly, there's another possible raya to this concept from a Gemara in Makos. The Gemara there is talking about a guy who's chopping wood. There's a sugi there. Remember the Torah speaks about somebody who killed someone by mistake and he's chopping down a tree. And the axe handle flies off and kills somebody, an accident, and so on. He goes to the Irmiklat, whatever the details are. So Tumat Chativas Eitzim. The Gemara brings up on Makos Ches Amar Alav, brings up what's called Chativas Eitzim Derusha. What about a guy who's chopping wood for the purpose of a mitzvah? Okay. The Gemara says, for example, he was chopping wood for the schach. Chativas Eitzim, the sukkah, he was chopping wood for the schach. So the Gemara seems to say, no, there's no mitzvah there. Okay, there's no mitzvah to chop wood for the schach. Okay, you have to have schach. And chopping the wood is for your panels or whatever you have to have, right? But that's not a mitzvah. Okay, and Rashi, right, you hear what the Gemara is saying, is chopping the wood for schach, that's not called a mitzvah. All right, that's what the Gemara is getting at there. Again, for the purpose of your mikla, again, the detail is not so important for us, but the Gemara has over there that Chativas Eitzim, right? The Gemara says, Amala Humar Abon al Rabba, Maidim Mechativas Eitzim the Shuz, Dilma Chativas Eitzim the Sukkah, or he mentions Chativas Eitzim the Marocha, chopping the wood for the, it's used on his Bech. But anyway, Chativas Eitzim the Sukkah, the Gemara says, no, there's no such mitzvah to chop wood. For example, Amalei, Kavan, the Imotza Chotov, you know, if you found already cut wood, you could use that just as well. There's no mitzvah to go ahead and chop the wood. Ashtanami lav mitzvah. Yeah, that's what the Gemara says. There's no mitzvah to chop the wood. But Haraya, if you found somewhere piled wood or someone was selling, sometimes you go on the highway, you see on the side they have firewood. So you have it over there. You can buy it over there. You don't know mitzvah to chop it. Right? So Rashi there on Makas Chesam and Allah. He writes, Kilo Motzo Chatuba. If you don't find, well, you got it to yourself. But ain a chativa mitzvah, still not a mitzvah. It's a practical point. You need the wood for the schach. So you have to cut it. But there's no mitzvah. And then Rashi says, I'll read his words again, ain a chativa mitzvah, ela asiyas sukkah. So perhaps you can bring a ride from there that Rashi's mechalik. Rashi says, the chopping of the wood, that's not a mitzvah. That's a necessary preparatory stage of a practical point of view. You have to have, someone has to cut the tree, cut the branches in order to have schach. Okay, but that's not a mitzvah. And therefore, it's called Chativa de Rishus in that Sugi and Makos, whatever that's relevant to over there. But the Rashi clearly is mechalik between chopping the wood, and he said, that's not the mitzvah, asiyas asukah. So Rashi perhaps also, and maybe there, we'd say mitzvah yosef mishlucho and so on, so maybe there Rashi's agreeing with that shiltas that there is a notion of mitzvah to actually building the sukkah. So that's an interesting point. And again, perhaps, as the shilta suggests, it's derived from that phrase, chaka sukkos, ta selecho. Also, there's a Gemara in sukkah, and Dav Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara says certain types of sukkah, okay, built by different people, they're kosher. Okay, so the Gemara says sukkahs ganvach rakvash, different all Rosh Tevis, you know, and eight different things that are mentioned. But the Gemara says if a goy builds a sukkah, a lot of times you have it on shul, the shul custodian builds the sukkah. It's part of his job to build the sukkah, right? So, but the poskim point out, the Bar Yaakov and others point out, and Siman Tov Reish Lamed Hei the sukkah, that, you know, l'chatchila, you shouldn't have either a goy or a kid under the age of bar mitzvah and so on build the sukkah, because it's really be done, or at least some of it should be done. That's what's usually done, and then have the custodian build the shul sukkah. So the rabbi, somebody moves some of the schach or puts on the schach and so on, and Jew plays a role. Okay, Now, what's the problem? So again, indicating that there's some quality to at least lechatchila to the idea of building the sukkah. That's how the that's how it worked out according to Shulta's also. There's some mitzvah quality to this act of building the sukkah, and it shouldn't be left in the hands of people not chayiv in the mitzvah of sukkah. What's interesting is there is a gemara also in Shavuos, Vavchav Tes Amin Aleph, similar to the sukkah in the Dharma we mentioned before. The gemara says Nishpa Levatel Es HaMitzvah. Guy also takes an oath not to do a mitzvah, and it says Shalol again Shalol Lasu Sukkah. Right? Why does it say las sukkah lito lulav? So again, according to what we're saying, correct, because there's no mitzvah to make the lulav, to bind the lulav. You have to do that to have the lulav ready, but there's no mitzvah to it. So therefore, when it comes to sukkah, the mitzvah is certainly lasos to make the sukkah. At least again, there's an inyan to make the sukkah. And finally, there's also a raya from a gemara ksubah stuff. Pei vav medal. The gemara there is talking about when you administer. Makas Mardos is someone who refuses to do a mitzvah tasei. We just said in the, in the slichas, in the Yom Kippur, right? Achatoim shenachayim makas Mardos, So one of the things you can get makas Mardos for not doing a mitzvah tasei. An example, one of the examples Mark gives there in Ksuba's Peivam Alef is a guy says that Bezin tells him, the rabbi tells him, asei sukkah, and he doesn't do it. He uses the word asei. So makin also, you can give him, you can beat him up. So again, he uses the word asiya. Full disclosure, again, you can go back to that Gemara in the Darim, and after Zayin, we said before, that in the language of the Gemara, Asiya Kamin Yeshiva, it's not necessarily a Raya, but it could be that, quite a number of people would hold that this is a requirement to actually, again, some, not the same requirement as living in the Sukkah, but there is a mitzvah quality to building the Sukkah. So it's possible, I saw an article on this subject, the Sefer called Oros Chag HaSukkos, by Rabbi Shlomo Alevi Warman, Zichron Levrachi was a big Talmud Chacham lived in Queens, in Gugan Hills. I think the Rebbe and Hank for many years. Big Talmud Chacham wrote to Mary. I think I have six or seven Svarim that he wrote. Very beautiful, wrote very nicely. So on this subject, he suggests that there may be a machlokas the Babylon and Yerushalmi, because the Gemara in Sukkah, Mem Vav and Aleph, has the following. The Gemara says, Ose Sukkah la'atzmo, Omer, when you make a Sukkah, you say the Brach of Shechianu. We discussed this in the past. When you build the sukkah, say the Baruch Hashem, why not? We're very excited. Okay, the Yom Tov Sukkah is coming. We're all made it to Yom Kippur, Baruch Hashem. And hopefully we all have a granted Slicha Mechila Kapar. And now we're happy. It's now Sukkah's on the way. So you make a Shechianu. And then when you sit in the sukkah, you say the Baruch of Leishev Sukkah. Okay, that we know. So Tos is there in Sukkah, quotes Yerushalmi. That's enough Mem Vav and Aleph in Sukkah. Quotes Yerushalmi from Perek Tes in Brachas, Perek Tes Alacha Gimel. That Yerushalmi has a text of a bracha. If you make a sukkah, you say lasos sukkah. We don't have that in the Bavli. We have a question by maybe saying shechianu, but we don't have a birchas hamitzvah on lasos a sukkah. Lasos a sukkah, but the Yerushalmi has such a text. You say lasos a sukkah. That's if you're doing it for yourself. If you're doing it for somebody else, you're building a sukkah yourself, you say the language al. We know there's a big discussion. Some birchas hamitzvah have the lashon le, lamed, the infinitive, leishav sukkah, or le hadlik ner shulchanaka, and many other lehaniach tefillin, and many other brachas have al, right? Al achilas matzah, and al until tzedayim, whatever you can think. And there are all kinds of discussions in Rishonim, why some mitzvah le, some mitzvah al, and none of the reasons are without exceptions, whatever really came up with is some that don't seem to fit the bill. Okay, but one of the reasons is, at least going to Yerushalmi, when you do it for yourself, you say le. So therefore, when you make a sukkah of yourself, you say lasa sukkah. You make someone else say alasiya sukkah. So I'm not interested right now in that le or al question, but you see that there was a verb, the verb in either case, is either lasos or alasiyas, is a mitzvah to actually make the sukkah. The Bavli doesn't have that text. The Bavli doesn't talk about shechianu, but maybe the shilta is like the Yerushalmi, that is even a brocha. That's how important building a sukkah is as a mitzvah. It's not just a practical consideration. It's actually a brocha, which the Bava doesn't have. So maybe the Bava disagrees. Okay, but anyway, you could argue, though, that you want to say, you can say the Netziv is following the Yerushalmi. Not the Netziv, the Shiltas, who the Netziv is coming, is following the Yerushalmi. But you don't necessarily have to say that. You can say the Bavli agrees, especially with the Netziv presented it, that it's a hachana for, which is mentioned in the Torah, parallel to preparing for Shabbos, where it says Vechinus Rabbi, so it's a pasuk in the Chumash, so it's a higher level, and therefore mitzvah boyus and shlucho, and that's what Ramah says you build it right after Yom Kippur to go from mitzvah to mitzvah. Yeah, it's a mitzvah. The Bavli can agree that it's a mitzvah. The only thing is the Bavli says it would make a bracha. It's not a mitzvah on which you make a bracha, because the Gemara says in Menachos, I thought a post can point out, Menachos Daf Mem Beis Menachos, the Gemara has an expression, kol mitzvah she'ein asiyosa gemara mitzvah, gemara mitzvah. Okay? Anytime the stage that you're working on right now is not the end of the mitzvah. Okay, let's say writing tefillin. Luchsavtam, right? You're writing tefillin. You don't make a bracha when you write the tefillin. That's not the end. The end is when you put the tefillin on. Okay? A tefillin can't be written by a non-Jew. Let's say it has beautiful script. Or cotton. The cotton learns how to be a sofer. It's beautiful writing. Okay? He wouldn't be able to cost you to write a pair of tefillin. Okay? But nevertheless, because it's a necessary thing that a gadol has to do, but there's no bracha. Okay, so you could argue that the Bavli is not disagreeing with the Yerushalmi in principle, that there's a mitzvah to make the sukkah, to build the sukkah. The only thing is the Bavli doesn't go so far as to say I have to make a bracha, because that's not the ultimate goal. You only make a bracha on the ultimate goal. But the Yerushalmi has such a language. Okay, now, why would there be a mitzvah to build the sukkah? What's the, just, you know, may Misvaras, or Warman talks about this in this article, makes the following suggestion. I mean, you can why the Pasan Chumash. But, you know, what would the idea be? It was a little strange. I mean, I would have instinctively said that the sukkah is like shofar, right? You got to make the shofar in order to be able to have the shofar or shofar. You got to build the sukkah. It's a practical consideration. All right, and then the Tziv has this idea that it's a hachona haksuva Torah, right? It's written in the Torah. I remember still are, right? I don't know if they still use the same language, right? I remember there used to be high school students, whatever, college students would make extra money helping people build their sukkah. So I used to see a poster, a sign hanging around the shuls on the, street, signs and so on and so forth. It would say, there is no mitzvah to build a sukkah, just to live in a sukkah. So therefore, hire us. And somebody write in, well, take a look at the Netziv and that shilta is not so sure. Not so sure, right? Okay, there may be a mitzvah to build a sukkah. Okay, you know, you can get these guys to help you, but you should participate yourself. Anyway, so that's the idea of building a sukkah. Why would there be such a mitzvah? So Warman suggested we have an interesting concept. The Gemara in sukkah on the Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that the Atzei HaSukkah, the Schach, okay, are Asurin Kol Shiva. You're not allowed to use them. They're like hooked salami. We call that hooked salami tzvasa. In fact, even the decoration of the sukkah, we won't call that now, but certainly the tzchach, the atzei sukkah, are asurin kol shiva. You know why? Because of that same pasuk that we quoted before, chagasukas ta'asel achol shivas yamin, the pasuk of Parshas Re'eh, chagasukas ta'asel achol shivas yamin. And the Gemara says, we have a drasha, what do you mean chagasukas ta'asel achol shivas yamin? So that's actually just a moment. That's the language in Re'e, right? That's the pasuk in Re'e, right? I think so. Yechag Asukas Tasel Chashivas Yomim. But then there's one second. There's another pasuk. Chag Asukas Shivas Yomim LaShem. Where's that one in Pinchas? I forgot to look it up. I don't know. Let me just see if I can find it here quickly. That's another pasuk. Mm-hmm. The Gemara doesn't quote the same pasuk. It says Shiva Shalom Hashem. Does anyone remember? That's what it says in. Let's see if I can find it. Just a moment. I flip through the Chumash here. Yeah, Bechodesh Hashvi. Yeah. Here, no, that says Chag Lashem Shiva Shalom. So it's probably referring to the pasuk in Re'eh. Pasuk in Re'eh, Chag Asukas Tas Elecha Shivas Yom. The next pasuk, Shivas Yom Tachog Lashem Elokecha. I can't find. And I have to double check which pasuk the Gemara is referring to there. Okay, so it'll be an interesting question. Maybe the one is putting two psukim together. I thought it said Shivas Yom Hashem, but either way, the point.
Parshas Emor.
That's an Emor. What did the pasuk say?
Dabrel ben Israel lemor b'chol mishasar yom lechodesh hashvi hazeh chagasukos.
Oh, right, earlier pasuk. You're good. Thank you. Yeah, it's earlier pasuk in Re'eh, but not in Emor rather. Right at the very beginning. Yeah, the very beginning, because pasukos teish. That's pasuk Membe. Yeah, here it is. Pasuk Lamed Dalet. Thank you. But, okay, dedicated to Hashem. Okay, now, so, but it says Chag, she was on Hashem. So the Gemara has an interesting equation. And the Gemara says, Kishem Shechal Shem Shamayim al Chagiga, Kach Shechal Shem Shamayim al Hasukkah. Okay, the Gemara says that there's a Chalos Shem Shamayim. Chag, the word Chag, where we translate normally as it means a holiday, like a holiday is a Chag, we say Chag Sameach. But really, Chag is actually a technical term. It refers to the day when we bring the Korban Chagiga. Okay, and in modern Hebrew, Chag means any holiday. Okay, so I remember there's a song with Chag Purim, Chag Purim. Purim is not really a Chag, right, in that sense. All right, in fact, there's even a question, we're not going to now come up in a couple of weeks, regarding Shmini Atzeres. You know, Shmini Atzeres, the end of Sukkot, we change the text, so we no longer say Chag HaSukkot, says there. We say, Batitin Lo Shemel Kenna B'Yavo, it's Yom Shmini Chag HaTzeres. Shmini Chag HaTzeres, it's one of the Nuschos. Shmini Chag HaTzeres HaZeh. But the Ramah points out, it never says Chag by Shmini HaTzeres. There's no extra requirement of Korban Chagiga. Okay, that's what some have the Nusuk, Yom HaShmini, HaTzeres HaChag HaZeh. Right, that's what some say. As far as it's like that, right? Yom HaShmini, HaTzeres HaChag, the end of the Chag, referring back to Sukkot. Because you don't want to call, Shmini HaTzeres HaChag, because there's no Chagiga. Anyway, so here it says, Ashivas Yom Hashem, Chag HaSukkah, Ashivas Yom Hashem. So it means the Gemara has his drasha on Sukkah, Daf Tesam Ralev, and other places, it says, Kishem Shechal Shem Shamayim Al Chagiga, Chal Shem Shamayim Al Sukkah. Okay? So now we could argue, and this is what Rabbi Warman suggests, all right? So first of all, he quotes the Rashbo and Beitza, who says, if a guy built it, they said a cotton or whatever, someone's not chayv built it, so what gives it to Kedusha, all right? So, you could say the Kedusha when you first go into sit in it, but the implication is the Kedusha from before, and that's why our preference is that someone's not chayv, so shouldn't do it. The point is that there, says of a woman, one could suggest that there's a mitzah, an asiyas hasukkah, because the asiyas hasukkah creates a chalos shem shamayim. You don't find chalos shem shamayim on a sofa. The mitzah is to hear the sound and so on, it's a beautiful mitzah, I'm not taking away from it. But since there's this concept of Chal Shem Shamayim Al HaSukkah with a halakhic consequence that you're not allowed to now take, the schach that you put on the sukkah and use it for something else, use it for firewood. You have extra schach, you can't take it down. It's Chal Shem Shamayim for 7 days. Okay? So he says, and then he quotes, and that's what inside, the Avnei Nezer says this in Or HaChaim, it's in Tof Nun Tes. He says that the sukkah, Asiyas HaSukkah is a mitzvah because through Asiyas HaSukkah it becomes a miskadesh. It becomes sanctified for the purpose of, Chalos Shem Shamayim. That's how the Rabbi Nezer quotes there in the Or HaChaim Sim Tov Nun Tes. And he brings a raya from Zohar, although the Zohar seems to lump make the lulav together with that. Okay, but it also creates some sort of a kedusha. But that's perhaps why we can understand, why there's some sort of mitzvah to build the sukkah, because not stam. It's like being Mekadesh something, you're giving something, Kedusha, fit for 7 days and so on. Full disclosure, however, well, it may be a beautiful pshat, and it may be the shot in the shiltas. Many don't agree with this concept. Many assume that there's no real mitzvah to build a sukkah. Well, it's a nice drush, everything else. But the Rambam writes in the Tshuva, one of the editions is Nun Aleph. He says it's only a Heksher mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah at all. And the Ozeru writes, the Ramarach Ozeru, and Simi Aleph says it, and the Sam Sofer says it, many assume. And why? What about the Pasuk Chag HaSukkah Tasa? It's about the Yontif. Chag HaSukkah is right, with the Chagiga. It's not talking about the Sukkah per se, and there's no difference, there's no mitzvah to make the Sukkah. But anyway, it's interesting, the points in the Shiltas. The Avnei Nezer in that same Tshuva, okay, and that same Tshuva in the Avnei Nezer, he asks an interesting question. Again, this is the Tshuva of Avnei Nezer in Siman Tov Kuf. I'm sorry, in Siman, down over here. Siman Tov Nun Tes. Siman Tov Nun Tes. He asked the following question. He said, we have a concept that's rooted in Pesach, but it applies to other Yom Tovim also, of preparing for Yontif 30 days before. Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag. Right, the sukkah in the beginning and at the end of Megillah, right? We have to prepare from before. And in Hilchos Pesach, we find the Gemara says, if someone who leaves his house within 30 days before Pesach is still required to do bedikas chametz. He had chametz in the house, all kinds of ramifications. Shloshim yom before Pesach, already the dinner of Pesach arrived. They arrived a month before, okay? And therefore, one could argue that, so what about Sukkot? Okay, what's his business of starting after Yom Kippur? Right, that's how the Nezer is. Why do you wait till after Yom Kippur? You should start building the Sukkah 30 days before Sukkot, right? In the middle of Elul, right? Well, it's consistent with others, even on a safe that somebody printed. It's called Shloshim Yom Kormachag. Right, you ever see that safe that Shloshim Yom has all his dinim, you know, the from advance of the Yontif. Okay, so it's an interesting question. I mean, Nezer asked, and an answer may be that, well, you know, there's one problem. Before Pesach, it's after Purim, before Pesach, not much is going on. Before Sukkot, there's a little bit of other things going on. You know what I mean? It's Rosh Hashanah, Shesh Mei Tshuva, Shabbos Shuva, Yom Kippur. You know, people are preoccupied with other things, not thinking so much about the Sukkot. Okay, you're busy with doing Tshuva. You know, hopefully the Elul will start, you know. Slichus is coming up and people are exhausted. As it is, you know, that's what we need now. You better start building the Sukkah. You know, I can wait till after Yom Kippur, right? So that's a sort of a practical answer. Although it is noteworthy that the Gemara does talk about a Sukkah, also on the same daf and daf test. The Gemara says that 30 days before Sukkahs, if you build the Sukkah within 30 days before Sukkahs, that's not called the Sukkah Yeshana, because Mistama, you had your mind on, you know, or ready for Sukkah. So it is possible to have your mind on the Sukkah even before. But it's an interesting question why we don't do it, more than 30 days before. It's also interesting, so that for that reason, perhaps, I want to point this out, perhaps for that reason, the Chidor, in the Berkei Yosef, there in Siman Tov Reish Chof Hei, the beginning of the Sukkah, in Siman Katan Beis, and the Shari Tshuvas of Katan Aleph quotes it, he says, I'm reading now. Hamedaktikim osim hadufanos ve'atzeh aschah chodem Yom HaKippurim. Guess what? Within 30 days, a good idea to build the sukkah, not the schach. The ikkah of the sukkah is the schach. To put up the walls, whatever other stuff you need, right? He says the dufanos and so on before Yom Kippur. Then, motzei Yom HaKippurim, you put up the schach. Okay, at least some of the schach. That's what makes it a sukkah. The sukkah is just the dufanos is nothing. What makes it just panels, but what makes it into a sukkah is putting up the schach. So Amela the Chidor says no, 30 days before, right? You should start building a sukkah 30 days before, not the schach. That wait till after Yom Kippur to give it its kedusha, like we explained before. That maybe wait till after Yom Kippur to go from mitzvah to mitzvah. That's the mitzvah, but in terms of preparation, you put up the defanos. That's not going to be included in the hechsher mitzvah or kasuv Torah. That's a achana. That's necessary, but not a mitzvah. But to be kind, the idea of 30 days before, that's what the Chidor recommends. However, a full disclosure, not really everybody agrees with that. The Elyon Rabbah writes in Katan Aleph that there's no reason to build it before Yom Kippur. And, Yom Kippur is Mechaper, and we have other things, we concentrate on Tshuva and so on. So therefore, we wait till after Yom Kippur. All right, to start, but anyway, that we should know that there is this notion, at least according to the Chidor, okay, So that's that. In terms of just understanding a little bit about the this period of time between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, so it's interesting the Balatanya and the Tanya in the Sun Pei Aleph writes. Of course, you know, we don't say Tachanun these days in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Why not? Why don't you say Tachanun between Yom Kippur and Sukkot? We're not, it's not Yom Tov. It's Erev Yom Tov. Okay, so Sunday afternoon, we won't say Tachanun. We don't say Tachanun this whole time period. Okay? And so the Gemara, so the Tanya says, and really, or others say it, the Levush, earliest authority say it also, that it was this was when the Beis HaMikdash was completed by Shlomo Melech. There's a Simcha during this whole era time. The week before Sukkot, they celebrated that year 14 days. First 7 days celebrating the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the completion of Beis HaMikdash by Shlomo Melech, and then 7 days of Sukkot, they had a 14-day celebration. So so therefore we don't say Tachanun. Really, we could have started before Yom Kippur, however, those of you who may Slicha and so on, we say Slicha, so Tachanun is appropriate. But after, right after Yom Kippur, we don't say it anymore. Okay? And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, the Gemara has a Medrash, has a Drosha, Well, the first day of Sukkot is called Yom Rishon Lecheshbon Avonos. That's the one Hashem starts tallying up our sins again. You know, 4 free days. Doesn't mean during these 4 free days you can go out and get a cheeseburger. It means that, you know, it's a, you know, Kodesh Baruch Hu sort of doesn't hold you responsible the same way. Okay? But I wanted to read you now a couple of things that the Shlomo writes in what's called Amod HaTshuva. The Shlomo writes, quoting that din of a Kippur, building right up to Kippur, writes, V'tov miyad l'achar avdolot motzeh makippurim kodem shiyochal. He says, even before you eat. Okay. Yisya'et b'inyan ha'sukim b'nei beiso. You know, to start talking about the sukkah, at least where we're going to put it, where we're going to build it. Well, you know, I guess they always do the same thing every year. Okay, you don't have to delay your eating too much. You're right. So yakev kol kach achila, and that's also a mitzvah because it's tikkun yontif and so on. But the next day, right as you come out of the shul, you should build your sukkah. And then the shul writes as follows, and again, very beautiful language. Dalad yomim shemay yom kippur mesukkas, b'hen oskim b'nei yisrael b'mitzvah sukkah v'dalad minim. This makes you cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? You're busy doing mitzvahs and so on. And it's a problem. Just want to add, it's a perfect follow-up to tshuva. Because the Rambam writes in the seventh parak of Hilchos Tshuva that when a person does tshuva, he becomes davuk. He's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a mitzvah. It says, Ravo Sidbakon, Ravo Sidbak, different psukim in the Torah. The different meanings. It means to cleave to Talmud Chachamim, or it means to follow Kodesh Baruch Hu's practices, you know, Mahuchan and Afratachan and so on. But tshuva, the Rambam writes in the seventh paragraph, tshuva is also a way of connecting or be cleaving to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's what the Shulah writes. These days, Al Kain, Elo Hayamim Kol Yontif. These 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, so today was Thursday, Friday, Shabbat, Sunday this year, are days. Well, days kiyom ahem bein shtei kedushos, kedushos and kippur, kedushos and amachan kesukas, ahem kamo chalamoid. Right, the days between two yom and tov. This is like the chalamoid between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. This is chalamoid, right? And he says, therefore, memele mechuyav adam lahosif b'mala yosif b'kodesh. Right, we should increase our kedusha. Because Baruch Hu forgave us for all our sins on Yom Kippur and so on. And these 4 days are like an extension of Yom Kippur. And what we do is therefore shetarchav os malachas shamayim. If we get as busy as we can doing the things that are melechas shamayim. So that's what I wanted to share with you in terms of this mitzvah. So whether we take it literally that there's some sort of mitzvah, but certainly there's no doubt that it's an important point to build your sukkah right away. Okay, what if a person is going away for sukkahs? Half the people I know went to Eretz Yisrael the last night of today. Right, that was it. If you're going to Eretz Yisrael for sukkahs, you have to leave last night of today. Right, so what are you not? You're not building that. Or maybe they're building a sukkah in Eretz Yisrael, but they're going to visit family. What are you going away to your in-laws, your parents, or whatever, your children? And you're not going to build a sukkah. So Rosh Hashulchan writes in Simtov Reish Chav Dal and Sif Zayin, "Vamedaktikim maschilin miad lasos hachonas the sukkah motzei Yom Kippur." Like we said before the beginning of this year, okay, medaktikim. You know, we'll get busy and make the sukkah before Yom Kippur, right after Yom Kippur. Vikuyim bonu yelchum michal chara kedei lahaschom mitzvah miad. The guy doesn't have to build a sukkah. Going to a hotel, he's going here. You don't have to build a sukkah. He's eating the shul sukkah. Some people eat the shul sukkah. Okay. So you're not going to be involved in building the sukkah. So he says, therefore, yilmod ktsas, you know, secha sukkah, medina sukkah. So learn a little bit. You very often find that learning takes the place of doing a mitzvah, certainly by karbanas, by the shalma parm. So saying we just read last Shabbos and Shabbat Shuvah, right, that our lips take the place of the korbanos. Many extend this other mitzvahs too. If you're not able to do a particular mitzvah, so then learn about the mitzvah, right? That becomes like you did it. So that's what the Rosh Hashulchan writes over here. He says yilmo ktsas masecha sukkah or medina sukkah, okay? Or he's talking not only but for someone who's not going to build a sukkah, but let's say you can't do it at night. It's not practical. Again, people are very tired. So the proper thing is to learn a little bit of sukkah. For many, many years, far back as I remember, okay, pretty far back, maybe not as far back as I don't remember what happened when I was in yeshiva. Rav Shechter Shlita goes over all of Hilchos Sukkah about an hour after Yom Kippur ends. Okay, they assembled in Beis Medrash, and now it's also on Zoom. I didn't know it. I would have watched it last night and seen it. But my son was on Zoom. He goes through all of Hilchos Sukkah. Oh, I don't know, much of Hilchos Sukkah, because you're not involved in building the sukkah. So at least a person should learn a little bit about Hilchos Sukkah. Okay, so finally, with this, a couple of things, finally. Rabbi Warman, in that essay in Oros Chagasukas in Siman Aleph, he was a Talmud, his rabbi was a Rabbi Silver, was, you know, an important rabbi in America in the mid 20th century. didn't have an official title, but I think he's sort of like a chief rabbi type. Okay, Rav Elazar Silver, big Tal Chacham, big Gaon. So Rav Warman quotes Rav Elazar Silver. He said that in Tov Reish Tzadi Zion, that would have been 1937, I guess. Okay, he went to a meeting of the Agudas Yisrael in Europe, Marienbad in Europe, and after on Shabbos, after the Suda, he went, Rav Elazar Silver did, together with the Elchanan Wasserman and Menachem Zemba. So he has quite a lineup. Rav Elazar Silver, Menachem Zemba, and Elchanan Wasserman. And we're going to visit the Ger Rebbe, the Imre Emes. We're going to visit the Imre Emes. So, at this get-together, the Imre Emes said, why did Chazal consider, why did Chazal consider Shiluach HaKen to be a mitzvah kala? More calls it a mitzvah, an easy mitzvah. Not practically so easy, even to do it now. The mother bird is hovering around, you take a broom, you got to poke. It's not physically necessarily the easiest mitzvah in the world. So why does the Gemara call it a mitzvah kala? Okay? And he says, because it is by definition impossible to prepare for this mitzvah. The whole idea is ki kari kan sipur, you come across a nest and so on. So you can't prepare for it. It's simply, you can't really do achanas. And therefore, any mitzvah which doesn't need hachana is by definition an easy mitzvah. It's a lighter mitzvah. It loses some of its status, so to speak. It's a lighter mitzvah, but there's no hachana. You know, work on it and so on. Rather, lefum tzara agra, as hard as you work, that's the reward. So, you still like this thing. And therefore, you can apply the same thing to the sukkah. We're busy tumbling these next few days. Melech HaShemayim, right? We're building the sukkah. All right? That's a perfect segue out of Yom Kippur. Like we said before, to go from one mitzvah to another mitzvah. And now, finally, the Mate Ephraim. The Mate Ephraim is an Avraham Zalman Margolis, a very important sefer of Halach and Minig, especially for Rosh Hashem Kippur, a little bit of Sukkot also. So Mishnah Berurah quotes him all the time. It's an important Halach and sefer, Minig sefer. So he has the Mate Ephraim on the end of Hilchos from Kippur. It's from Tov Reish Chav Dalet. So we have a commentary on the bottom page called the Elef Hamogin. So he says, "Kosev is for him. Kayol shayet zaharim iskanei bano. Why are we so busy building a sukkah after sukkahs? Maybe to after Yom Kippur, maybe to the mitzvah. Because the eight zahara is sort of upset because you know we beat him so to speak on Yom Kippur. Right? We outdid. We bested the eight zahara on Yom Kippur. So now he's going to be itching to get revenge. Al kain yizor lahaskel teichav ba mitzvah. So right away, do a mitzvah right away." Okay, and he says on Yom Kippur, every Jew is tar because of the Kedusha of Yom Kippur. And Dafka Sukkah, like we said before, but Warman mentioned that Chal Shem Shemayim on Sukkah. The Elef HaMogen also said, when you're tar from being purified in Yom Kippur, Lifna Hashem Titaru, that's a nice time to get your Sukkah going. So you'll have that spirit of Tahara on your Sukkah. And look in the Birka Yosef, this will finish, in Simitov Reish Chav Dalet, caught in Gimel, where it says on that commentary of the Ramah, the Medakta can begin right away. He says, you have a Pasuk. Vayashav Bayomahu Esav Ledarkos Ira, right? Esav, the Yetzihara, right? Who's Satan, the Yetzihara? You know, the Esav, right? Esav represented the Yetzihara, and that which the Mekatregan, he's beaten on Yom Kippur, right? Yeah, you know, so it says, the Pasuk says, by Yosha, the Pasuk in Bereishis, right after this, after Yaakov and Esav reunited, and then they parted company as friends. And that was it. So the Pasuk says in Bereishis, Perek Laman Gimel, Pasuk Tazayin Yudzayin, it says, by Yosha, by Yomahu, Esav Ledarko Seira. Esav went home, right? So Esav represents here the Yetzirah. Yetzirah was beaten. Okay, lost today. I lost this battle. Yom Kippur, the Jews were successful. He came out of Yom Kippur triumphant. So therefore, and what's the next phrase? Yaakov Nosso Sukoso. Rabbi Yosef Esav Yomahu does that the Darko Seira. Yaakov Nosso Sukoso. Esav the Itzar went back home. And Yaakov Nosso Sukoso. Yaakov looked and he went to the Sukkah. And therefore, right away to build the Sukkah. That's another remez wrap to building a Sukkah. Dafka right away on Motzei Yom Kippur. Anyway, if you built the Sukkah, good. If not, okay, it's an Indian to bring it also. Might be an Indian to build it even before Shabbat. It's another issue that's talked about in the Avnei Nezer. I didn't talk about it now. I think I talked about it a few years ago. That the Friday, they shouldn't go into Shabbos without the Sukkah because then it's Mamish Al Tachmin Tzena. Okay, for a discussion a different time. But anyway, we should have the Zchus even as we came out of Yom Kippur you know, with the tshuva, now to move to Zman Simcha Seino, and the Rambam says, you know, that the Sukkah is a time of Simcha Yisera, the exact language the Rambam used with regard to Rosh Hashanah Kippur, or we don't say Hallel, because they're not days of Simcha Yisera, excessive Simcha. That's what he says by Sukkahs. It is a time of excessive Simcha. We should all have the chutz to enjoy our Sukkahs, and it should be a Sukkahs that's full of Simcha, and a good Yontov to all. Okay, we'll stop over here.